We were lucky to know the older generation, but a lot of the older generation is passing on, and they experienced, they had to leave Syria, they had to, the difficulties, they set the place up, and they could see what was going on well in Syria and bring it to here and adapt. And now there's a younger generation which is blessed with everything. It's a different, format. What kind of message and lessons for life can we give to the younger generation?
The younger generation today is very lucky because they have access to what's called the internet. And vis-a-vis the internet, a person can gain spirituality, as well as the opposite, obviously, through the internet, because education and, for example, Oswald.com, a person can become self-educated in religion and spirituality through the internet. There's so many different languages that are taught in our religion. Any person that comes from any part of the world can educate himself in spirituality vis-a-vis the internet. And that's one of the things that if people want to succeed in life, to access themselves to the spirituality that's on the internet, instead of the opposite.
It's a great zechut to be here with Rabbi Eliyahu Ben Hayim in Deal in New York. It's my first time ever here, and we are honored to be here. Your father was a founding member over here, and we want to share some inspiration about this incredible place. Wherever we are and around the world, we hear about the community in New York and then in Deal being the place to be. Give us a little bit of a background, Rabbi.
Give you a brief history. The Syrian Jews began to come to America in the beginning of the 20th century, around 1900s, when they first came here. And they originally had a rabbi by the name of Rabbi Meir Va'aknin from Tiberia as their rabbi. Rabbi Va'aknin decided he wants to go back to Israel. It was about the early 1930s. At that time, my grandfather, Rabbi Yaakov Katzin, who was raised in Yerushalayim as a yatom, he was actually a yatom from 12 years old, and he was raised by the very holy Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael in Yerushalayim, by Yeshivat Bet El, by the Mekubalim. He himself, by the time he was 18, 20 years old, he was a Mekubal. He came to America in around the year of 1934 to visit, to be a rabbi, for temporarily, for a short period of time. And the community here convinced him to bring his family here. He went back to Eretz Yisrael, brought back his wife, who was the daughter of Rabbi Shalom Hadaya, the father of Yaskil Avdi, and he ended up here as the chief rabbi of New York beginning in 1935. Around the year 1949, Mr. Isaac Sharon, who was the leader of the Jewish community, the lay leader, he sent a letter to Rabbi Ezra Atiyah about Porat Yosef, asking for Rabbi Kasson, the chief rabbi, to have an assistant, because the workload was getting too heavy for him. So Rabbi Ezra Atiyah chose my father, Chaim Baruch Ben Hayim, to be sent to America to be Rabbi Kasson's assistant. So he arrived in American shores in around 1949 to come here for a short period of time, maybe 6 months to a year maximum, and go back to Yerushalayim. In the end, Chaim Yaakov Katzin fell in love with him, because he was a Tamei Chacham of high caliber. He learned with Rabbi Avadi Yosef for over 15 years in Porat Yosef. He got semicha from Rabbi Ezra Atiyah. He was one of the top students in his class. And Chaim Yaakov decided he wants him as a son-in-law. So he ended up marrying Chaim Yaakov Katzin's daughter, Shulamit, in 1950. He ended up not only being the assistant to Rabbi Kasson, becoming a teacher in the Yeshivat Magen David at the time, in the early 1950s, which for him was a downgrade. But although it was a downgrade, because he was a very big Tamei Chacham, he ended up in the period of 30 years from 1950 to 1980, teaching literally hundreds and hundreds of thousands of students that became his following. And it became the nucleus and the foundation for the Syrian community to become one of the largest Jewish communities concentrated in one area in the world. Today, they number between 80 to 100,000 people.
In New York.
In New York. In New York and deal between 80 to 100,000 people. It was many, many, many institutions of learning, yeshivot for boys, Beit Yaakov for girls, both in deal and Brooklyn, many Torah centers. It's just amazing the growth of the community based on the foundation of Rabbi Kasson and his assistant and son-in-law, Hacham Baruch Ben Haim.
What's incredible over here, Rabbi, is that you're saying they came temporarily.
Yes.
And I think that kind of hits home because we're all in this world, Gerva Toshav, we're all temporarily here. But we think we're coming temporarily and sometimes we get stuck in a place and we make that place flourish.
Correct.
And what I find fascinating is I've been around the world, Baruch Hashem, Morocco, we've been in England, in Europe, in America, to different communities, Canada. But one thing stands out about the Syrian community is these 100,000, they are engaged. You come to this synagogue here in Deal, and you have minyan after minyan, and you have Torah, and you have people that are religious together with non-religious, but even the non-religious are engaged in their Judaism.
They're right.
What's the secret? How can the rest of the world take a lesson from the Syrian community? And
aside from the fact that they're a very close-knit people and they cling to each other, the Hachamim of many years ago established various takanot to prevent assimilation that's rampant around the world. The Syrian Jews, generally speaking, marry into each other mostly. They marry once in a while Ashkenazim, but they certainly are very, very low in assimilation because the Hachamim from the beginning of the 1930s and into the 1970s and 80s made takanot that prevented the Jewish people in the Syrian community from intermarrying. They did not recognize conversions, and because they don't recognize conversions, there's a very, very low level of assimilation among the Syrian Jews. So that's one of the reasons I think they're very, very successful, because of the vision of the Hachamim from 100 years ago.
They also give a lot of kavod. They also give their right respect to the rabbis. They listen to the rabbis. And what I understand is a very charitable community which invests in the infrastructure of the community and in the future of the community.
Not only in the old community, they have tremendous tzedakah and charity to Eretz Yisrael, especially to the institutions and to Yetumim and Almanot and Aniyim of Eretz Yisrael. Very extremely charitable. I think that's one of the secrets to their success in business.
People think if they give, they're going to lose out.
Right.
But in the long term, the Syrian community is actually proof of the opposite.
Right.
The more they give, the more they make. As Anne Frank said, no one ever loses by giving.
Right. The more they give, the more they make. That's the secret. And it's like it says, Aser kedet shetacher. Aser aserin olad. It says aser. The Torah says aser. Give a tenth kedet shetacher. So you should become wealthy. That's definitely a secret of their success in life.
And so this is, we're now here in the Deal Synagogue. Tell us a little bit about the transformation. How did the community come over also to Deal?
Well, in the 1940s, for some reason, they ended up about 7-8 miles south of Deal, New Jersey, which was Bradley Beach. At that time, the Syrian Jews used to summer vacation in the Jersey Shore of the United States, in Bradley Beach. And as they began to flourish and become wealthy in the early 1970s, they began to migrate northward towards the area of Deal, New Jersey, which incidentally, originally was an anti-Semitic town. It had mostly Goyim in it, but little by little, the Syrian Jews began to buy many homes in Deal, and it became a very strong, not only summer residents, but all-year residents. There's about 10 or 15 towns surrounding Deal that have many synagogues. Each town has another synagogue. There's about 15 synagogues surrounding the Deal proper town, and they're just building new neighborhoods everywhere. Mm. And they're spreading out all over the place as far as 10, 15 miles from Deal. And it's a flourishing community. They have many institutions, many kodalim, it's 20, 25 minutes from Lakewood.
What's now, given Baruch Hashem, you've got an incredible past and you're now over here, what kind of message can we give to the younger generation that is watching this and didn't have the pleasure of experiencing, you know, now the whole world, we're going through a transition. We were lucky to know the older generation, but a lot of the older generation is passing on and they experienced, they had to leave Syria, they had to, the difficulties, they set the place up and they could see what was going on well in Syria and bring it to here and adapt. And now there's a younger generation which is blessed with everything. It's a different, you know, format. What kind of message and lessons for life can we give to the younger generation?
Younger generation today is very lucky because they have access to what's called the internet. And vis-a-vis the internet, a person can gain spirituality, as well as the opposite, obviously, through the internet, because education and, for example, Oswald.com, a person can become self-educated in religion and spirituality through the internet. There's so many different languages that are taught in our religion. Everything is in French, Spanish, English. Any person that comes from any part of the world can educate himself in spirituality vis-a-vis the internet. And that's one of the things that if people want to succeed in life, to access themselves the spirituality that's on the internet instead of the opposite. I think that's one of the keys, that to use that tool for that. I myself, I got an art scroll iPad and I use it to educate myself.
Mm-hmm.
I learn a lot of the learning I do. Like I learn, I have a shiur of Ziyad HaShemshon every Sunday on Zoom using my art scroll iPad.
Yeah.
Which has all the books of art scroll, thousands of books on an iPad.
Problem is nowadays, the youth, they're very busy. They're very, very, very busy. And this is the generation where they're doing like this and they don't, it's difficult for them to concentrate on a shiur of half an hour.
Well, that's why it says, Pirkei Avot says, Aseh Lecharav. A person is always supposed to have one rabbi. He should have a rabbi that he looks up to and leads him and follows him. It's very important for the youth to also pick a rabbi, like it says in Pirkei Avot. Aseh Lecharav.
And to have a real connection with that rabbi and to go to the shul and to come to the synagogue, to be invited for Friday.
Definitely.
Because once you have that real connection, not just on the internet, then you obviously you can... Yeah.
You should have somebody like to look up to and emulate. That never changes. Okay, a vote never changes.
Okay, and what's give us an idea about Eretz Yisrael?
Well, there's no question every Jew is obligated and should visit Eretz Yisrael and yearn to live in Eretz Yisrael. Because really, at the end of the day, we all belong in Eretz Yisrael. That is our land, and that's where the ultimate spirituality is. Like Hazal tell us, our sages tell us, Avira de Eretz Yisrael Machkim. The air of Eretz Yisrael gives a person wisdom. Of course, we know Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, looked at Eretz Yisrael, and with his eyes, the holiness of his eyes, he sanctified the air of Eretz Yisrael just through his vision. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that that's the chosen land, and every Jew should yearn not only to live there, but certainly to go visit it, pray at the Holy Western Wall, at the Kotel, and cry his heart out to Hashem that Hashem should help him get close to spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
That's the ultimate destination.
Ideal is going to be over there in Israel.
That's for sure. Like Hazal tell us, Atidim batim midrashot batei kenesiyot liyot be'eretz Yisrael, all the synagogues and all the learning places are going to be transplanted into Eretz Yisrael. Many explanations are given. Even the houses that serve Hashem and that are religious homes will be transplanted into Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is going to spread. The world is going to spread. Navi says that Yerushalayim is going to be the size of Eretz Yisrael. The land of Eretz Yisrael is going to be the size of the world today. And the world itself is going to expand. Be much bigger than it is today.
One final thing. everybody, when we grow up, we have something that our parents tell us. And there's a saying sometimes in a person's house. If there was a saying in your house, from your parents, from the community, that you wanted to give over, that you always heard, and my dad always said this, or I always heard this, we kind of think, is there any good tidbits that you can share with us?
My father, Alav Shalom, as we said, was the Havruta of Chaim Ovadia Yosef, and one of the most famous sayings he would say was, he would always say to me, one of the most important things in our Jewish religion is, of course, Shabbat, Kodesh. So he used to tell me, before I got married, you have to focus on three main things. Number one, Shabbat. Number two, Kashrut, to make sure you eat only kosher. And number three, of course, when a person gets married, Taharat HaMishpacha. So those are the three key things that a person should have in order to have a strong foundation of Judaism.
Rabbi, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
It's been a big pleasure.